Okay, this is good. Let's save this. Stop and save.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is a Loosey Goosey bonus episode. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello, Bethany.
Kathleen and I, we are Rough City, USA. I am sitting in a blanket and my back hurts and I'm being a brat about it. And Kathleen's rubbing her eyes because she hasn't slept.
You know, I partied really hard last night at my mom's 74th birthday. We got wild.
Your mom and you have such a great relationship. I feel like you need to have your own sitcom, your own, you know, rom-com. But, you know, it's like a platonic rom-com.
Every episode we go to Costco.
Did your mom have a good birthday? Was it good?
She did. We got her a Vitamix.
Nice. Which one? Does it make soup? Does it heat the soup up?
It does. Yeah. We got her the top of the line, the rose gold Vitamix.
Classic.
And I haven't seen her this excited in a very long time.
Dude.
It's incredible how a blender has that effect on people.
There is one bit that we were going to do a while ago that we forgot about, which is we need to get Vitamix to donate a blender to us because I want to do the segment, Does It Blend? I think David Letterman did it a while ago. Actually, I know he did. But like, because Vitamix blends everything. Famously, yeah. My friend used a spoon, forgot the spoon, and when she hit it, she heard clang, clang sounds, and then the spoon disappeared. Yeah. So, like, we need to see what will blend.
And then her smoothie was a little bit crunchy. I honestly use mine every day. I want Vitamix to sponsor this podcast because we only do commercials for products that we really love. Yeah. And Vitamix is one of the topics I'm most passionate about in life.
It comes up in our text conversations more often than you would think. I think it throws off the national average of Vitamix per text conversations.
Bethany, what are we talking about today on this Loosey Goosey bonus?
We are going to do a listener advice, and this is listener advice that I have not heard before, I don't think, and it's very interesting. It has to do with flirting with a celebrity on social media, and what does that mean?
Is the celebrity
No, it's – oh, we have talked about this before, haven't we? No. What did we call him? We called him like Lil Pillow, right? Lil Pillow?
Yes, Lil Pillow. And then we're going to talk to my friend Karen about being named Karen.
Yeah, Karens are having kind of a rough time right now. Because all of the Karens are just being beaten down right now.
You know, we got an email from a listener a couple weeks ago, and her name was Karen. She's like, man, it's really getting to me. Can you please stop using the phrase Karen, which we did on the podcast.
Yeah.
But now it's time to talk to a real life Karen about what her life is really like.
I saw it again over the weekend. It was a picture of a dog, like this beautiful German Shepherd. And it was like the different types of people in Corona, and it was a dog wearing a mask. It's like the rule follower. It was a dog with the mask over one ear, and it was like, you know, the one who doesn't care. And it was the dog with like gloves over its ears and a mask over its whole face, and it was like, can't be too careful. And then it was a dog not wearing anything, and it said Karen.
I know the memes are funny, but we're not going to use it as a derogatory term anymore. But I did see on Reddit the funniest video. It was a National Geographic parody, and it was like, Karen, she's feeling very uncomfortable right now. People of color are around her. She's going to call the police. It was just like, so, oh my goodness gracious.
It sucks when your name is being used like that. Somebody posted something on Instagram and tagged me in it, and it was like this, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was a woman. It was clearly taken through a window. So it's like this woman's neighbor saw her doing something through the window, and it was like she was —
that's not cool. You can't record people through their windows.
I know, and they posted it on Instagram, but like she was doing like the equivalent of standing on a footstool with a ladder balanced on top of the footstool and then like painting the ceiling. And it said like, this is such a Bethany thing. And then it said, tag all the Bethanys, you know, using Bethany as like a stupid blonde woman. And, you know, that hurt my feelings. They tagged me in it. So I can understand, you know, and like in my family, anytime we talk about someone who's stuck up, we just call them a Kathleen, which is,
you know what? My family does the same thing. They hate me. I take zero offense to that today, but just you wait until we get into our next big fight, and I will most certainly bring this up
again. No, that's against the rules. Well, should we do this email or no?
Oh, yes. Let's get to the email.
Okay.
It's so good.
This email is great. Do you mind if I read it?
No,
I love
go ahead.
Reading.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love reading out loud. This is from, she says we can use her first name. Her okay. name is, where is it?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Okay. Jacqueline says, I would love your opinion on this. There's a news anchor on a very famous Spanish news channel who I love. Mm-hmm. She gives us his name. She says, please don't use his name.
Okay.
I think the guy is amazing because not only is he physically gorgeous, but he's also gorgeous as a person. I just love everything about him, and he's so my type. I've seen interviews of him where he says that he's single, open to dating and meeting people, and he wanted people to reach out to him. I usually leave a simple comment on his Instagram posts, and he's always really nice because he likes my comments, and sometimes he even comments back. One day, I left him a comment telling him that I had been dreaming of him and that I wanted my dreams to come true and Ooh. Finally meet him, LOL.
Ooh la la.
She says, which was true, but I know, so cheesy. His response was that hopefully one day we get to meet each other. The way he said it in Spanish sounded like he wanted to meet too, but the convo ended there because I have no idea how to talk to guys and I didn't exactly know what to tell him, so I just answered with the praying hands emoji. I've never been confident with guys. I've never had the courage to talk to anyone, nor have I ever really been in an actual relationship. I know that I have to be the one to reach out to him first, but I just don't know what to do or say to get his attention again. What do I do? How do I do that without looking dumb or annoying him? Also, am I overthinking this? Am I being pathetic for getting my hopes up and getting excited over a simple comment where he was probably just being nice? I understand that he might have reservations actually meeting people in person because of the pandemic, especially because in Florida, the coronavirus cases are through the roof and that's where he lives, but we can still talk over the phone. I don't know anymore. I hope you can help me with this. Thanks. I appreciate it. That's from Jacqueline.
Ooh. Well.
What do you think, Kathleen?
Okay. So she said that in interviews, he says that he's single.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people in his position, even if they're not single, often say that they are to maintain a certain sex appeal.
That is often true.
And also, okay. So Bethany, from your perspective, when you've been on very high profile in the public radio shows before.
Sure.
This girl loves him for what he does on TV. Mm-hmm. And I know in the past you've had guys love you for what you did on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that line is a little bit blurred. Mm-hmm. When you were doing radio, were you hesitant to date people who knew you only from your job?
Yes.
Because it's not who you are in real life.
Yeah.
When the microphones go off, you're a real human that you're not just entertaining people all the time.
Yeah. There's something a little bit, not dangerous, but something just to keep in mind when there is a difference in visibility, let's mm-hmm. say, of two people. So mm-hmm. this anchor who I looked up, he is a hottie with a body. He's gorgeous. And he also seems like incredibly nice. I really definitely see what Jacqueline sees in him.
Yeah. And probably really smart. Yeah. To be an anchor, you have to be intelligent. Yeah.
But he's also very, very well known.
Yes.
She is not famous. And there is inherently a power imbalance there. And so mm-hmm. you need to be really careful because if, let's say, he's someone who just likes the attention of people,
yeah.
he could yeah. use that power imbalance against you, whether he realizes it or not. There are some people who are incredibly nice and don't really even understand what they're doing, mm-hmm. but maybe they think they're just being nice to you, but they're actually unintentionally leading you on.
Yeah. Jacqueline, let's get real. He probably flirts back with all of the women that sent him messages, even probably some of the men too.
Yeah.
And it's really fun to have a crush. Girl, I have been there. I love having crushes. It is so fun. But the chances of this guy really being interested in dating somebody he doesn't know in real life are slim to none.
And I would say this, you know, there's...
Is that too harsh? Am I being a bitch?
I think that it's hard to hear because I've been in this position where I'm interested in someone and they're flirting online with me and I get my hopes up and I think that it's something.
Well, you also date famous people from time to time, so...
But there's a power imbalance. It goes back to the power imbalance, you know? And yeah. and I'm trying to choose my words carefully. I just think that don't lose yourself in this, right? So if you want to flirt with him online and see where it goes, go for it. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Go for it. Mm-hmm. I would just say make sure to always keep in mind who you are and what you are and aren't willing to do and say.
Yeah.
And don't forget that you also have a voice. So
yeah.
You get to say like, oh, I don't like what you're saying to me, or I think you're leading me on, or this doesn't feel right. Just because he's famous doesn't mean that you don't have a voice, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
And going back to what Bethany just said, don't lose yourself. So it's super fun to have a crush. Like, it feels amazing, but don't stop living your life and maybe discrediting the guy in front of you who is really amazing, but you're like so focused on this news anchor who's a little bit unattainable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't not date in your real life because you have dreams of dating this news anchor.
Yeah. And one thing that we're learning, unfortunately, as we find different celebrities who are being creepy to their followers, mm-hmm. is that a lot of times, if somebody is interested in one of their followers, they'll be pretty aggressive in letting that person know.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that this guy is a sleaze like these other guys that we've heard about are, but I am saying that, you know, if there's something that he's interested in, he will probably make it known. So if you decide to reach out and, you know, I don't know, DM him or whatever and make the first move, if you find him just being polite back, I would take that as a sign. Mm-hmm. But also if he's being kind of aggressive back, take that as a sign too. Just tread really, really carefully. We're in this crazy, this time that we've never had before where we're really within arm's length of people that we look up to.
Yeah.
And so it can feel like we have a relationship that we don't have because we have direct access to them and we can talk to them. And that can play with your brain a little bit. So just be smart about it.
I have a huge crush on a news anchor, but I'm very open with my husband about it.
Chris Hayes.
I love Chris Hayes.
God. He looks just like your husband.
He kind of does. And his wife is so beautiful. And I'm just like, oh my God. I just love Chris Hayes and his wife and his kids. They're all so cute. And I love his program. And I like his politics and his podcast is really good. Everyone should listen to his podcast. Oh my goodness. Chris Hayes.
Yeah, Chris Hayes.
Sorry. And actually, you know what? I'm no better than Jacqueline.
No, I mean, it's like I have a giant crush on Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And I know that if Keanu Reeves were to reach out to me on Instagram, I would lose all ability to stand up for myself or have any power whatsoever.
I would never believe that it was him actually responding. But like, is this your assistant? What's your name? Is your name Susan?
He's such a sweetheart. You know it would be him.
It probably would.
I don't know. Just proceed. You know, Jacqueline, he might be your future husband. No one knows. You just have to be really careful. And the only way that anything positive is going to happen is if you keep your head on your shoulders, stand up for yourself, know what you deserve, mm-hmm. and stick to it.
Yeah. And also just don't follow him around. Don't stalk him.
Nope. Don't stalk him. Oh, one more piece of advice.
Yes.
This is like for such a small group of people, but if you ever go on a date with someone who's famous or like has more social clout than you,
yeah.
don't lead with what a fan you are or how much you love them mm-hmm. because they've heard that before.
Yeah.
And they want to know that you've been to the party before. Yeah. So act like you're an equal because mm-hmm. you are. You're mm-hmm. both people. Don't fawn over them. Don't fangirl over them. Lead with like something that you would say to a colleague or a friend you had just met.
Yeah.
Act like you've been to the party before and you don't care about it because otherwise they'll be on edge.
Well said, Bethany. It's really excellent advice. So next time I see you, I'm not going to go, oh my God, it's Bethany Watson. I love you.
I mean, it's lovely, but like if you're trying to like, I don't know, hook up with someone, you know, maybe just treat them like a person.
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
I didn't brush my teeth yet today.
No, Kathleen. Kathleen, it is afternoon.
But I have to tell you that my teeth still feel clean from brushing last night because you and I both got the most amazing toothbrushes in the mail recently.
Oh, we are in love with these. They are called Brush.
Brush.
Brush. So Brush is the modern electric toothbrush that keeps your teeth cleaner and frusher. But it's super kind to your wallet. You don't have to pay a ton of money to have an amazing high-tech electric toothbrush.
Gentle listener, I have to tell you, I had some really bad cavities back in March. And when I got them filled, my face was left bruised.
It was bruised?
Yes, Bethany. It was bruised. I looked like a semi-pro boxer who just lost her first and only match.
Oh, hon.
So I can't tell you how excited I am that Brush is getting my teeth cleaner than they've ever been before.
And I have really sensitive teeth, and I also have problematic gums. And the reason that I love Bruche is because not only does it have super soft bristles, which is what the American Dental Association recommends anyway, but it also has a really gentle setting so that if you have sensitive teeth like I do, you can use that setting and you know that you're getting your teeth really clean, but you're not damaging them.
And in addition to all the different settings that they have, Bethany already mentioned the gentle setting, but they also have like a daily setting and gum setting, a whitening setting. And it can do that because your teeth are scrubbed at 31,000 brush movements in a minute. That's 100 times faster than manually brushing your teeth. I feel like I've just gotten my teeth cleaned at the dentist every time I use my Bruche.
They have a 90-day risk-free return period, hundreds of five-star reviews, and a two-year warranty. Plus, with every brush head refill that they ship, Bruche takes care of a mouth in need through their one-for-one oral care give-back partnership with a reason to smile.
That's really nice.
Try the toothbrush that Kathleen and I have been texting each other over. We really freaking love this toothbrush so much. Plus, get 15% off of your Bruche kit when you use the promo code TASTE at Bruush.com. Bruush.com.
Again, for 15% off of your Bruche kit, all you have to do is use the promo code TASTE, TASTE, at Bruush.com.
Bruush.com, promo code TASTE.
Karen, welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Bethany.
Hi. So, Kathleen, I have to fill the audience in. So, Karen and Kathleen, you two are from the same hometown. You two grew up together.
Yes. Yes, we are.
So, I'm at a disadvantage. I don't know all the secrets you two know.
Oh my gosh, we actually, Kathleen, do you remember the play that we were actually in together when I was a freshman in high school and you were, what, in 7th or 8th grade?
Oh, I was in 8th grade. And
yes, you played Annie.
Yes, with the costume changes.
Yes, I believe I was involved in that.
Wait, so Kathleen, you played Annie?
Yeah, but it wasn't like the full Annie play. It was an encore's production, so I sang like one song.
And Karen, were you a backstage or were you on stage as well?
I was on stage, actually. It was so much fun. I really can't sing. Like, I'm not a good singer, but I was like, I'm going to give this a try. And it really was an amazing time. That's one of our memories.
Those were the awesome days.
Yes.
So, Karen, we're talking to you today to really find out, first-person perspective, what it's like to be named Karen with all of this meme stuff going on.
It's so unfortunate. The best way I can describe it is just it's such an unfortunate time to be named Karen.
Yeah.
Especially so I have to say, like, I am in no way complaining. I think that things for me are great, and in the grand scheme of things, this is not a bad thing. So I think that people are going through a lot worse. So I don't want to like say like, oh my gosh, it's so miserable like being named Karen, you know?
Right. And just to fill people in, you know, if you don't know what we're talking about, Karen has just become the catch-all name for usually an entitled white woman who asks to see someone's manager or calls the police on a black man in their neighborhood who's just walking his dog, that kind of thing. It's a bit like John and Kate plus 8. Like Kate has kind of become the face of quote unquote Karen.
Yeah, it's that signature haircut that is the Karen haircut.
Yes,
which I don't have, by the way. I have long brown hair.
I can attest to that.
And I actually could say that I feel bad for Kate Gosselin as the face of it. So thank God, you know, I'm just named Karen, but her face is everywhere. But, you know, I'm named after my mom's best friend, who's a wonderful lady. I know a lot of Karens. We're all pretty cool. I like to joke at work, like, I'm not a regular Karen. I'm a cool Karen. So I'm trying to make it funny. You know, I'm trying to make the best of it. Because I was looking at this with my sister, and I was like, you know, let me, like, do a little research because I know I've seen the memes, and I like just Googled my name, and instead of like the meaning of Karen coming up, it's like you get a Wikipedia about how Karen is in 2020 and how exactly like what you said, Bethany, an entitled white woman who could possibly be racist and anti-vaccine. And I am so not any of those things.
Yeah.
So I just have to be confident that my name is Karen, but I don't represent those things. So just looking through it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is not me. So I just try and laugh about it.
Are your friends sending you Karen memes every day, or have they backed
the
off?
They have all the time.
I would have hoped that would have ended by now.
You know, and people are even showing my mom.
Oh, gosh.
So they're like, oh, have you seen this? Like, and I just recently started a new position at work, and I'm a nurse. So, and I, you know, take care of cancer patients. Mm. So, you know, I walk into their room and I'm like, there was a few of them where I'm like, hi, my name is Karen. I'm going to be your nurse today. And a few of them are like, whoa, it's a tough time to be named Karen. And I'm like, yeah. Like,
it sucks.
So, you know, even they know about it.
Yeah.
I saw a meme recently that was like, what's a harder name to be named than Karen right now? And then it said Ghislaine. Like, are you guys?
Oh, God. I saw that documentary too. Oh, that was so bad.
And she was just arrested. But is Ghislaine like an actual name, or is it sort of like a made up British name because she was rich and wealthy?
You know,
I'm not sure.
What? Let's look.
Because if it's a made up name, we need to start a whole, like, we need to start a movement to change Karen to Ghislaine.
I mean, yeah.
Thank you.
It says,
that's what I was thinking. I wish, you know, because I know I don't want to lump a whole generation together, but people are lumping a name together. Mm-hmm. So, like, I almost wish people were like boomers, you know, and I feel bad because my parents are boomers and they're not bad people.
Yeah.
But, like, give it a generation name, because these people out there, it like represents the worst kind of person. Mm-hmm. And 2020 just sucks anyway.
It sucks and, across the board.
Like, now it's like my name is like associated with it. And I was like, oh,
by the way, Ghislaine, according to thinkbabynames.com, which is a not secure website, my internet is telling me, Ghislaine has its root in old French, and it means pledge and also hostage.
Well, see, now we can't do that to the Ghislaines of the world. Like, that's not fair. Nobody deserves this kind of treatment.
Yeah. It's definitely, you know, you get a little taste of people judging you before they know you. I almost feel like I have to be like representing a good Karen.
Yeah.
I'll be like, we're not all bad. Like, I don't know someone actually named Karen who's like this.
No, I don't know a bad Karen. All of the Karens I know are lovely people. Like, some of my favorite people are actually named Karens, which is very strange.
See, we're pretty awesome, because our name actually, Karen, means like pure and genuine.
Aww.
It's actually like a good,
right? It's an Irish name, right, Karen?
I think so. I honestly, like, you know, you have to search online to actually find a good definition of Karen. So, because now it's just something awful.
Kathleen means virginal, which couldn't be further from the truth from representing who I am. So,
oh my God.
And I think Bethany means house of bread, which is pretty accurate.
That is accurate.
Oh, the origin of Karen is actually Scandinavian.
Oh.
You know, my favorite Karen videos are the ones where the guy is being like the can I see the manager type figure. There was like this video the other day. There's this guy at Costco and he wouldn't wear his mask. And this man is filming him and he's like, yo, bro, you're a Karen. And the guy got so mad he attacked the guy.
Because I think like what they really want to say is something terrible. And instead they just call them a Karen. And now all of a sudden everyone knows what that means. If you're mad at someone for not wearing a mask, and like, I am so not like that. Like, everyone should be wearing a mask everywhere you go. It is very scary out there. I've seen it firsthand. This is not something to mess around with. So, you know, just having something, you know, just be represented so badly. It's I'm just trying to make light. I'm trying to be light with it and just laugh. And you know, I remember Dane Cook did a stand up. I had to look it up. Like, I think it was like 2005. Can I curse? I don't want to like,
absolutely.
Oh, okay. So no, so he did a stand up and it was the first time I heard my name used in like a negative way. And he was saying, he's like, every group has a Karen and she's always a bag of douche.
Oh.
And then he was like, fucking Karen's coming. Like, fucking Karen's coming. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I've never heard my name used badly like that. And then he also said, I think he also used the name Brian. And I was like, I know a Brian. He's nice. Like,
well, and so, I'm looking on
like Dane Cook. It could be his fault. I don't know.
I'm looking on, there's an insider.com article that I'm reading right now. And it says, it links to the Dane Cook line. And then it also says it might have been from Mean Girls, which came out in 2004, because the line is, oh my God, Karen, you can't just ask people why they're white.
Oh Oh my gosh.
I forgot her name was Karen. So
yes, she was so dumb.
Yeah. So it's hard to know exactly where it started, but yeah, it's here.
Karen, we got a voicemail from another Karen a few weeks ago, and she said, you know, basically just short of, it's ruining my life and I don't know what to do. So Bethany and I have taken a pledge to not talk about people being Karens on the podcast any longer. And we're so happy that we got to actually hear from you today about what your feelings are on it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I feel like the good Karens, you know, together, I hope I'm speaking on behalf of all the great people named Karen out there. You know, Karen Carpenter, fantastic singer. You know, like there's some wonderful Karens out there, no matter how you spell it. And of course, the Karen out there is how I spell mine. So I'm kind of jealous of like the K-A-R-Y-N's or the C-A-R-I-N's. Like they can get away with it. Like, oh no, it's not me.
Yeah, now
it's not spelled that way.
Now's the only good time to have your parents mess up a spelling. If your parents were like C-A-I-R-R-Y-N. That's the only good time.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And like, I stand behind my name though. I try and be like, I don't want to, but sometimes even when I say it, I'm like, oh, I hope they don't know like what's happening.
Oh, no.
No. Like, it's time to take your name back.
Right?
Yes.
Like, you know, it's my name. I'm proud of it. But I have to say the one thing I did do differently since this all happened. So I like getting coffee from Starbucks. You know, you always have to put your name in.
Yeah.
So my middle name is Joe. So I did change my Starbucks name to Joe.
I think that it's similar to what like Felicia's have to do, because I still like, feel Felicia. Like if your name is Felicia, people are going to be like, okay, bye Felicia.
And, yeah, but that's true. Know. And like, I'm sure there's other, or when your name was Sandy and Hurricane Sandy came flying through, you know, like.
Yeah, because everyone was like, fuck Sandy.
Yes,
you know,
and, like F you Sandy, you know. So I did do that just because, I mean, I envy all Starbucks employees. I feel like I'm like, I go into their domain when I go and pick up my coffee, like they're wonderful people. And I don't want to be like, oh gosh, a Karen's coming. Like, oh, geez, like, you know, I don't think they do anything bad, but I just, you know, it's easier going picking up for Joe and then walking out and not having anyone see it.
This is why we all need to stop just sharing Karen memes and kind of let that die. So, gentle listener, if you think that you can get on board with this, Bethany and I have taken the pledge, and here's our friend Karen who's telling you what it's like, firsthand experience. Let's all take the pledge together. No more Karens.
I love that.
I mean, yeah, I don't think we should stop calling out entitled people. We just don't have to call them Karen.
Yes. Yeah, we just call them entitled people.
We should still call them out, though.
Yeah, people are still pretty awful. And
yeah, exactly.
And they can definitely be yelled at for not wearing masks and speaking to managers when it's not necessary. And I can tell you, I am so uncomfortable. I would never want to speak to a manager. When my husband wants to speak to a manager, I'm like, oh gosh, I like run and hide. I'm like, please. Oh gosh.
Oh, you can't. Even if like an employee at Starbucks like pulled their pants down and urinated in your coffee, you could not ask to speak to a manager right now because your name is Karen.
No, that's when you could.
No, because it'll make Bethany. The news and they'll be like, oh my God, a Karen asked to speak to the manager. Yes. And that's the only story.
That's very true.
The employee freaking urinated in your coffee. That employee is a Karen.
I guess that should be the other way coffee. Around. But like, no, I am hesitant because if I see anything bad going on, like that's actually bad. Like, do I call the cops? Yeah. Like, no, I'll have my husband do it. Like, okay, he's not named Karen. So
no, don't be afraid. Call the cops. No, it's okay. Definitely. If someone's being legitimately awful.
No, it's very true. But yes, if we can just shift to something else that doesn't offend.
Like Megan. Megan. I think Megan would be a better name.
Like Megan. No,
or Abigail. And Abigail would be good.
Oh, maybe Abigail. But you know what? There's whatever you pick, they'll be like, hey, my name's Abby. I'm cool.
Stephanie or Jessica's, Tiffany's. Let's just get rid of all of them. I'll
I like the idea of going with Ghislaine. I think Ghislaine is already a tarnished name. So we'll just, we'll pile on that one.
And it's not common. It's not like, you know, and she's so awful. And it's true. It's not common.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Unless you have a lot of French listeners that like my
name. We definitely don't. All right, Karen, thank you so much for chatting with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So, another bonus in the books.
Do you have any plans this weekend?
I'm going to travel.
to your living room?
My couch. Yeah, my couch. From here to my couch. And I'm going to watch, I'm probably going to watch some people play Silent Hill on Twitch.
You're going to watch something boring and British, and then you're going to suggest that everyone watches it.
I am. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to watch, what is it, English Heritage, the Victorian Way cooking show. Did you watch the link I sent you where she makes a pigeon pie?
Not yet. It's on my list of exciting things to get to.
It's very upsetting because at the end, she's like, it's a pigeon pie, so we're going to put pigeon feet. And she put in the thumbnail, it looks like they're pecans. Ugh. On the top. They're not. She puts pigeon feet sticking out of the top of this pie, so it looks like the pigeon fell in. And then she cuts into it at the end, and it looks like, and it's because it's not just pigeon meat in there. It's like a ton of different meat, but it's the size of a birthday cake. And so when she cuts into it, it looks like all of the meat is still raw.
Oh, no.
It's awful.
Oh, no.
We'll put it in the show notes.
I take offense to that. You know why? Because the post office, the postal system right now is, they're taking some hard hits from the government, from the president. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They could be hiring pigeons to help them. And instead, people are putting them in pies. And it's just not right.
I know. Putting them in pies. I know. And putting their feet out there. Like a insult to injury. Right. Sticking their little feet out. So anyway, click the link in our show notes to watch that abhorrent episode of The English Heritage Show. Kathleen, what are you going to do with your time?
You know what? I have no idea. My book club was just canceled, so I'll probably just drink by myself on the couch, which is what I was going to do at book club. Anyway, are you really watching people play Silent Hill on Twitch? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, because Silent Hill is such a creepy game, and but I never played it because we didn't really have video games, and so I like watching people who are good at it, you know, play. It's a creepy game. There's the bubble nurses. They're sexy bodies but scary heads.
Is there anything on Twitch that I would like, you think?
There's some good things.
Is anyone playing Will It Blend on Twitch?
No, but we will.